Welcome to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Over the next hour, you'll be introduced to business and local leaders impacting our community. Text your comments or questions directly to the studio in real time via ZipWhip landline texting at 540-371-5756 or comment on Facebook at WFVA 1230. Now, the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubert.
Our focus this morning, Rappahannock Goodwill Industries, and we welcome the president and CEO of Rappahannock Goodwill Industries in here this morning. Our great pleasure to have Donnie Tolson here. Donnie, good morning.
Good morning, Ted. Thank you for having me back, and hello to all your listeners and all my friends and family. I know every one of them are listening.
I hope you have lots of friends and family listening this morning. It's always good to hear that. Boy, Donnie, it's good to have you in. It's been just a little over a year now. You've been president and CEO, and I hear nothing but good things continuing about Rappahannock Goodwill Industries, so congratulations on that.
Well, thank you. We are celebrating our 50th year in business, and we've had a banner year. I attribute it more to all the helpers that I have than myself, but I'll take a little bit of pride in it as well.
50 years, that's pretty impressive to get to that point.
It certainly is, and it's been, in the 50th year, has been marked by all kinds of firsts. The most important one, and this is probably a number I'll say many times, but the power of work at Rappahannock Goodwill Industries this year has helped 1,090 people gain competitive employment. That's the first time ever that we've broken 1,000 job placements. So that's an incredible testimony for those 1,090 people. We just help a little bit along the way. They put the skin in the game, and they're off to a better life.
We're going to get into a lot of that and talk about that in detail. But boy, you think of not only what that means for their families, what that means for the community to have those people now in the workforce, and what that means to the localities where they live.
Indeed, and these the kind of people that we serve. Remember, Ted, they are people with barriers to employment, so they are difficult to serve.
Yeah,
it is a challenge for them to find gainful employment. And when they do, they're benefiting the treasury of the Commonwealth and of the local jurisdictions and helping sustain their lives and their families. So hats off to them, all 1,090 of them.
Well, you figured something out with 1,090, and keep it up. That really has to be something, though, like you say, that's just a lot of pride with Rappahannock Goodwill Industries to get to that point.
Thank you, and hats off to we got a lot of hardworking folks in our what we call our mission services department, and they don't earn much, but they have the best interest of the people they're trying to help in their hearts and minds, and they do just a fantastic job.
Well, 50 years, Rappahannock Goodwill Industries has changed a lot over those 50 years. I think of just the last 10 or 15 years. The conversation that we'll have today about many of the things that you're involved in, that would not have been what we talked about even just a few years ago.
Yeah, this is not your grandmother's Goodwill anymore. It's not it's not just stores. Stores are really a minority part of our business anymore. And the stores are modern and clean and have great merchandise. Mm-hmm. It's just a far cry from 50 years ago when you might have a cigar box for a cash register.
Yeah. No, like you say, the stores are current, up to date. The merchandise you get, it's just terrific.
Our donors are terrific.
Yeah. Well, and you've got a lot of donors, too. I mean, I know in my own family, whether it's my wife or especially one of my daughters, is always she'll come home and find things and just say, you know, where can I go to drop this off at Goodwill?
Yeah, and many of our donors are our best shoppers as well. It's not uncommon, at least for my family, when we go to take a donation to usually to a Goodwill store, we end up carrying out as much as we took in.
Yeah.
No, and every one of those sales is helping another person get served, helping them on their way with education, with literacy, with getting a job. Every time you donate, you know, we have this catchphrase in Goodwill says, donate stuff, create jobs, and that's exactly what is happening.
You're somebody, you've been the president and CEO of Goodwill for just over a year, but you have a long association with Goodwill. Could you ever have imagined that Goodwill has as many different facets and faces to it right now than it does?
No, and I'm 41 years in. So this is, this is the start of my 42nd year in Goodwill. And 42 years ago, the Goodwills across the world, but primarily in North America, were but a shadow of what they are today. So it is just absolutely amazing what has happened, particularly on the workforce development side of things and in the new job training opportunities that Goodwills have created. We have Goodwills that have accredited colleges, charter schools, and all these sorts of things that 42 years ago would have been a foreign concept to me.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I look at all this, and like I say, it's changed so much here, but somebody like you who was at one time kind of, we were in the hub of everything and the headquarters, and I'm sure to look around and see what this Goodwill and others are doing around the country has to be just staggering.
Yeah, and this particular Goodwill, Rappahannock Goodwill Industries, is special to me because it is a Goodwill. Excuse me. It is a Goodwill that I brought into the membership back in 1991.
I didn't know that.
Yes, indeed. I was vice president in charge of those sorts of things at Goodwill Industries International, and we vetted the organization and my predecessor, Woody Van Valkenburg, and said, wow, this is a pretty good operation. So they joined in 1991. We joined in 1991, and I'm kind of like the godfather of the Goodwill, so to speak. So I'm really pleased with how well they've done through the years and how well we're doing now.
What an interesting perspective, though, that you were at that end of it and saw it, and here today you're running it.
Mm-hmm. Yes, it is. It's kind of I don't know how to describe it, but it is a pleasurable joy, I can tell you that.
Well, and you think of all the people and all the work over the years to get to this point, and it didn't just happen by chance. There have been a lot of dedicated people over the years that have wanted to see this work and have been committed to getting Rappahannock Goodwill Industries into all the areas that you're in.
And a lot of interesting evolution and risk-taking through the years by this organization. I can recall a phone call one time with Woody, and I said something to the effect of, a commercial laundry? Are you crazy? So this organization is really, really diverse in tribute to the past boards of directors and the long-serving CEO, Woody Van Valkenburg. We've got a tremendous array of services and job opportunities.
Well,
and we're doing new stuff all the time.
Yeah, and that's what I was just going to say. There's just such a vision to always be looking for certain things because for years it was, when we would have these kind of shows, it would be the laundry and the stores. And then all of a sudden the mobile centers, the job help centers. Yeah, the job help centers. The trailers then went up to drop things off. And I thought, well, right, that's, you know, doesn't get any better than that.
That's exactly right. We're looking to make it convenient for the donors.
Yeah, and you continue to add things. So there really is a vision here.
We do. We have what we call four strategic business units. And one of them is around job training, workforce development. One is around moving stuff around, which is our donated goods, the stores. One is janitorial, and then the fourth is laundry. And so we have added and are looking to add additional business lines that complement and leverage those strategic business units. So, for instance, workforce development, we added a task force staffing about 4 years ago. Mm-hmm. And that's a temporary employment agency, and for many of the folks that we seek to serve to get them into the mainstream in the job market, they need some time and some cultivation, some wraparound services. While they're doing that, they can work part-time. And lo and behold, 29% of people that start out in temporary employment go on to a permanent position. So it's just another avenue of service. But we're looking to do that across the board in all of our businesses.
Danny Tolson here. He is the president and CEO of Rappahannock Goodwill Industries. If you want to check out their website, has all details and maybe even more than what we get into this morning. FredGoodwill.org. FredGoodwill.org is the website. More on Town Talk this morning on News Talk 1230 W.
You're listening to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Got an opinion about today's show? Text the studio now at 540-371-5756. Now, here's the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubel.
Donnie Tolson here, the president and CEO of Rappahannock Goodwill Industries. We're talking all things Goodwill this morning, and boy, a lot going on, a lot to catch up on. Donnie, I almost called you Woody for so often.
That's a forgivable sin.
Okay. I almost said that, and I thought, I bet at some point another during tall, this show.
Another tall, funny fellow here.
Yeah,
yes.
Exactly. Donnie, this is National Reading Month, and this has been something that Rappahannock Goodwill Industries has been involved with and involved in a big part with our sister station, B101.5, on Fridays.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we were a strong believer in remedying the ravages of illiteracy, let me put it that way. We have a very strong AmeriCorps program. It's called Good Skills Literacy Corps, and we have 9 members. These are essentially volunteers doing community service. They're paid a small stipend, and they're stationed throughout the community. Mm-hmm. For instance, we have one at Rappahannock United Way, one at Rappahannock Regional Adult Education, actually 2 there. One at the England Run branch of the regional library system, and one out in Culpeper at the Literacy Council. And then we have 4 others who kind of are stationed at our main headquarters, but they roam all throughout the territory. They're at a lot of the regional library systems, the Salem Church Library, the one downtown Porter Library, Cooper Library out in Colonial Beach, and also the Smoot Library in King George. And not only do we have those 9 AmeriCorps members out teaching folks so far to date, 712, I believe, 761, excuse me, teaching folks how to read and write the English language, how to work their way around a computer, how to gain a greater sense of financial literacy. Not only those 9, but they in turn have engaged some 70 additional community volunteers that meet with people and tutor them. And these are just good-hearted citizens. You know, they may have been a former school teacher or what have you.
Yeah.
But they are out there helping those most in need on the literacy front. And I do want to give a shout-out to Martha Hutzel. She's a member of our board, and she's the CEO of the library system. And she has been instrumental and very helpful in this, in the conduct of our volunteer programs. And not only that, but we have a program ongoing, just happens to be National Reading Month, so I'll mention it, at all of our stores, and it's called Free Book Friday. And Martha and her team at the library system are promoting it, and what it is kids, no purchase necessary, kids in the stores can pick out a free book and take it right on home with them and hopefully read it and gain a little bit of knowledge as a result.
But that's the kind of thing that you may never know about till years later, where somebody got a book and who knows what it opens up for them.
Exactly right. Now, that Good Skills Literacy Corps, I would mention, also does is part of the VITA program, and that's the free tax preparation that is run by the Rappahannock United Way. And you know, just a tremendous amount of community projects they get engaged in.
Yeah.
For instance, recently they were at the Thurman Brisbane Center, and they painted 4 murals along with a bunch of other community volunteers. And those things are just absolutely gorgeous. The one I like best is of Dr. Seuss. It's a Dr. Seuss kind of themed mural, and I encourage all of your listeners to pay a visit to Thurman Brisbane Center, one of our good partner agencies, and check out the artwork of our volunteers.
Well, last week, funny you mentioned this, Sarah Walsh with Rappahannock United Way was in. We were talking about the tax program, and she raved about the work that you all were doing with the free tax service. Again, as we talked earlier, I mean, the kind of the theme of today's show is it really is Rappahannock Goodwill Industries, you know, not what you may think is going on, because this is one area making a huge impact in the community.
It is, and it's atypical from what Goodwills have done in the past. Admittedly, our forte still is the wraparound services for people with barriers to employment, whatever the barrier is. But we recognize that along with disability and ex-offender status and substance abuse and things like that, education really, or lack thereof, is really a stumbling block that is shared by all of those barrier groups. Mm-hmm. So anything we can do to improve someone's knowledge base and skill level is going to help them in the long run sustain their family.
Well, and as you talk about this, whether it's the helping with the taxes or helping with the reading, all of this, you know, learning the English language, a lot of groups are doing it, but there just aren't enough to able to meet the needs that are out there, and you're again filling in that gap.
Well, there aren't enough. And it's hard to tell exactly how many people are in need, but I can tell you we are keeping busy. And I mentioned we have 9 AmeriCorps members, Good Skill Literacy Corps members, and 70 or so volunteers, and we could probably put to work another 70. It's a never-ending battle that we intend to put a flag in the ground at some point and claim victory, but we're not there yet.
Well, and as we talk about this and in various other programs today, if someone's interested in volunteering and getting involved in these projects, I guess just go to the website and track that down?
Indeed. Go to the website, fredgoodwill.org, or probably the name to remember in most of these things would be Julie Rettinger. She is our chief marketing branding officer, so to speak. And if you just call our number at 371-3070 and ask for Julie, she can hook you up with whatever opportunity you're looking to volunteer in.
371-3070, and I would just think that volunteering with some of these programs, especially if you've got some background, if you know, a retired school teacher or whatever.
Visit the website and look at some of our success stories. Once you look at a success story, say try to find the one, and it should be easy to find. It should be on the front page, I believe. Emitri Bean. And just look at the challenges that life has brought Emitri, mm-hmm. and the hills that she has climbed to get to a really good position today. These are not hills. I mean, these are K9 and Mount Everest and tremendous barriers. And if that doesn't give you the incentive or pull at your heartstrings enough to get you to volunteer and help us out, I don't suppose anything would.
No, and there's the talk about doing something and feeling good about it, and we all have a little extra time that we could give, and that little bit of extra time to help out with this program or others that we'll talk about this morning, just good stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it makes you feel good.
Yeah. So check it out, 371-3070, if you want to call Julie at Rappahannock Goodwill Industries, or again, go to fredgoodwill.org. And you've had this National Reading Month initiative and focus, but like you say, the Good Skills Literacy Corps happens all the time. It's not just this month.
It does. It's a year-round program. We're always serving people in need of the kinds that I've already spoken about. And actually, this next year, we're working with the state, working with the state, the Commonwealth, to take it to a larger part of Virginia, would approximately double in size, and would also engage two of our sister Goodwills, the one located in Hagerstown that serves the northern Shenandoah Valley, and the one in Roanoke that serves the New River, Roanoke, and the rest of the Shenandoah Valley. So we're looking, this program has shown such promise and such value here locally that we think it will prove to be of merit for the entire state.
Did they contact you about getting involved in this and spreading it to theirs?
They did. Something called the Office of Volunteer and Community Services, which runs that program. It's a national program, but they run it in the Commonwealth. We had such a strong set of outcomes. We've been doing it for... at this scale, I think this is our second year, maybe third year. But we had such great outcomes.
Yeah.
That they did indeed come to us and said, hey, we were thinking that the program could be and should be larger, scale would be important, and that if we could cover greater portions of the geography, that would be a really good idea. And we said, hey, no problem. We just happen to have a bunch of other Goodwills in Virginia. We'll talk to them.
Yeah.
So it's hopefully it will work out well. We haven't heard the final outcome on that yet.
Still, the fact that they came to you, what a great, shows you that the work you're doing, what an affirmation of what you're doing, that it's working and having an impact on the community.
Right, yeah. Yeah, I sit in the catbird seat here, Ted. all these good news stories just kind of float over my transom. And I said, wow, we're really good at this, aren't we? Yeah, so this is – it's not uncommon for that sort of thing to happen, but it is good for our volunteer program, particularly for combating the, you know, the challenges of poor education, lack of literacy.
Yeah, so check that out, if you're somebody – either you may know somebody that can that would benefit from getting involved in this and getting the train or just becoming a volunteer. A lot of different avenues here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and literacy is particularly pernicious because first of all, it tends to be generational. So if we can combat it at one generation, then succeeding generations is less likely to suffer the same sort of barrier. It's also there is the job market right now is you hear about low unemployment, and there is low unemployment at the very high levels of skills and at the very low levels of skills, which means people who are poor readers, lack English language skills, and have other skill deficits, have trouble finding a job. And that's the 1,090 people we work at. But in the middle, there's a job shortage for people with what is called these days middle skills or semi-skills. And those are the destinations for many of the people that we are looking to serve. So we work with them, get them up to speed on reading and writing, get them enrolled in a community college, perhaps a workforce development certification kind of class. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, they invest 2-3 years of their time. We invest 2-3 years of our staff time. And at the end, they've got a great job and a good career.
Again, fredgoodwill.org to find out more about the Good Skills Literacy Corps at fredgoodwill.org is the website. Donnie Tolson, the president and CEO of Rappahannock Goodwill Industries here. We need to take a break. We'll be back on News Talk 1230 WFVA. It's 8:30.
I had the radio on. I'm listening to...
Talk done right. News Talk 1230 WFVA Fredericksburg, a Centennial Broadcasting Station. Welcome back to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. You can weigh in on today's Town Talk topic on Facebook at WFVA 1230. Now, your host, Ted Schubel.
Donnie Tolson here, the president and CEO of Rappahannock Goodwill Industries. Donnie, talk to me about the Goodwill Rethink Tours, because this is we've talked about how some of the changes going on and that have been going on at Goodwill. This is a good chance for those of us in the community to really learn about Goodwill.
Yeah, well, you know, it's been kind of a nemesis of Goodwill Industry since its founding in 1902 that everybody knows Goodwill. I mean, the brand, the logo is instantly recognizable. The name is known by 99% plus of the population. It is associated with good things. But if you were to ask 10 people on the street what Goodwill does, they probably, every one of them, get it wrong because they would probably talk about a part of what we do, which is the retail program and the donations part of that, but not really know what's going on behind the scenes and what those resources are being put to use for. So we decided here locally to create something called the Rethink Goodwill Tours of Mission. And we've done that since January of last year, so we're about 15 months into it. And these are scheduled tours, and you may see a big piece of machinery or some clothes being moved around or something that you would normally associate with a Goodwill Industry operation. But that is not the purpose of it. What mm-hmm. you will see and hear are four individuals who have intersected with Goodwill, and that has made a difference in their life. And these are, I have to tell you, I was telling you off air, Ted, I bring a handkerchief because half the time I'm crying by the time they get to the end of their description of their journey. So these tours are designed to tell people what Goodwill actually does and not so much the public face, which is the stores and everything. And since we've had these things going on, we've had more people come and visit with us in the space of 15 months than we had probably in the prior 15 years. So it's very powerful. Julie Rettinger, again, is the one. They're held every month. It's a maximum one-hour tour. There's absolutely no ask. Our goal in all this is just simply to improve public understanding of what the heck it is that Goodwill really does.
Interesting. So are they held at different times, or is there a certain time they usually are held?
Usually they're either held a Tuesday morning or a Thursday afternoon, and I don't have the schedule in front of me.
Okay.
My bad. I should have brought it with me. But you can find it on our website, fredgoodwill.org. You can also contact the famous Julie Rettinger. She's going to owe me for this. Or maybe I'll owe her, perhaps.
I was going to say, we're mentioning her name maybe more than yours today. And this is the first time.
I'm Donnie Tolson, by the way. Donnie Tolson, yes.
That's right. Her name is being mentioned more than we have as a guest. So this is a first. I'm learning enough. I need to sign up for one of these. You told me off air to make sure I go on one of these. So I will do that. Again, they're called Rethink Goodwill Tours, and just you'll see it on the website.
Absolutely.
Speaking of stores, what you said earlier, there are 13 stores with another one on the way?
We have, we have 12 full-price stores and one outlet. The difference between the outlet and the full-price stores, the outlet sells merchandise by the pound rather than a certain price per unit. And that is located at our main headquarters, 4701 Market Street. And they're spread all throughout the territory. We have some out west in Orange, Louisa, Culpeper, down in Tappahannock, and then quite a few of them spread along the 95 corridor and Planning District 16. And we just signed a deal about 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago, to open our 14th store. That will be a full-price store, and that's going to be at the intersection of Furnace Road and Route 610 out in Garrisonville. It's about 5 miles west of 95, where Walmart is busily constructing one of their new neighborhood stores.
But what a great spot that's going to be. That's sort of going to be like my home store is at the Harrison Crossing store. That's be same kind of location.
Well, we're data-driven in Goodwill when it comes to store locations, and I have to tell you, the Harrison Crossing store has been a home run, and the demographics in terms of how many people and the density, the traffic counts, the income levels, all those sorts of things that would go into supporting a donor base or a shopper base out at the Furnace Road location are almost identical to Harrison Crossing. So we're expecting another home run. It's coming soon, we think April of 2018. Hopefully before, maybe later, who knows, but somewhere in that time frame.
Well, and the merchandise, I've got some Goodwill shirts in my closet. I should have worn one today in honor of you just to show it off to you. Could have modeled it.
You should have. Matter of fact, that the clothes you're wearing, they look gently used.
Yeah.
Perhaps when you get done here, you could have a quick wardrobe change, and I carry that away with me.
Go out to the car and find a T-shirt or something to wear. Of course, we could do that. The merchandise, the stores. If you haven't been in a Goodwill store recently, you ought to go back because again, it's not anything like you may have remembered.
Yeah, it's not. When I started 42 years ago, the stores were smelly. They were cluttered. The signage was poor. It was an indoor flea market, essentially.
Yeah, not that way anymore.
Not that way anymore. We pride ourselves on not only the quality of the merchandise, thank you donors, but the quality of the way in which it is displayed to the public. And it's a great bargain. I mean, it's a treasure hunt. My wife just bought. Now I can't shop at Goodwill. It's company policy. Its CEO can't. In case I wanted to do something on the hanky panky or whatever, but my wife is allowed to shop.
And yeah.
Of course, they don't know who she is, but she bought herself a leather jacket just last weekend. I forget which store it was, brand name, and I forget the brand.
Yeah.
I'm not good at that sort of thing. For like $30, and this thing is a $300 coat.
Yeah.
You know?
Yep, all that kind of thing. Now, the number of stores, Donnie, that you have around, it just always amazed me because I was. last fall over to Dahlgren. I had forgotten you had a store over there, and boom, pops up there. And I just think that, you know, there really is no in this area and even outside of the Planning District 16, because you're in places like Tappahannock, Orange, Louisa, Culpeper, Dahlgren. You run into them, and it's like they all have the similar look, and it's just kind of a feeling of home.
Indeed, and we've gotten our formula. We think it's the right formula for how a store should look, both what size it should be, and where it should be located. A very important rule for us is because the donor is just so – you can't sell what you don't have, frankly. So
yeah.
The donor is extremely important to our efforts, and that is usually the first criterion we look at in terms of a store location. Will it be good as a point to receive donations from mm-hmm. the public? And if it is, and the rest of the demographics and such work out, that's where we tend to locate. But we're pretty well saturated now, Ted. I have to tell you, it's tough for me to see where we would place any more stores, at least close in, over yeah. the next 3 to 5 years.
Yeah. Well, and you've made it very easy to drop things off, whether you've got the areas with the trailers or at the stores. It's gotten very easy when you want to make a donation to make that donation.
Yeah, we don't want to have to. Convenience is a key word. I mean, that's research in Goodwill generally through the years has said that's pretty much what the donors care about by and large. Some will be looking to do a good deed, but primarily most are just looking for a convenient way to mm-hmm. get a kind of a vague, feel good.
Mm-hmm. And always be on the lookout. It's always worth mentioning. There are some donation stops and places around the area that will have the look of Goodwill, but it's not Goodwill. You're not giving it to Goodwill. So make sure if that's what you want to do.
Thank you for bringing that up. There are in most parts of the country, but in our local part of it, there are any number of donation bins and boxes. A lot of them try to mimic our colors.
I say the colors are sometimes very similar.
Our Goodwill blue, absolutely. And these are not all of them, but almost all of them, by and large, are run by for-profit operations that take the clothing and sell it usually as salvage material. Mm-hmm. Or ship it overseas, and the money goes out of the territory. So not only are they, essentially robbing our local workforce development efforts, but they're taking that chunk of the economy out of our economy, and so it's a bad bill. The General Assembly passed a law that took effect about a year and a half ago that requires good information on these boxes, so they have to, in a certain font size and whatnot, say that what they are, that they're for-profit operators.
Yeah.
Not all of them obey that law.
Interesting. I didn't know that. But yeah, because sometimes you have to look, and if you're not, it's always worth mentioning that make sure it's Goodwill who you're giving to when you come up to these.
And we don't have donation boxes.
So no.
All of our stations are attended by people.
Yep.
And so you'll know if you're at a Goodwill, because there'll be a person involved.
Donnie Tolson, President and CEO of Rappahannock Goodwill Industries, here this morning on Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. You've got a number of partners that you work with in the community. One of them I know is Micah, and you've the Downtown Job Help Center that you have, and I know Micah works closely with you. Is making a move.
We have made a move, and we do have a close association with let me back up and just speak about our relationships generally in the community. I asked the staff to put together a spreadsheet of all of those relationships, whether they're on the service side, the commercial side, or what have you. And this thing, it ended up being like a telephone book, and I was kind of sorry I had asked, because I'm thinking, wow, I hope I don't have to remember all of these. But there are some that are very crucial to us, and they're on the workforce development side. we have four job help centers we operate directly. One of them is located downtown, has been for years, and we recently moved that to the Baptist Church, corner of Amelia and Caroline and Princess Anne.
Mm-hmm.
It takes up the whole block, big old thing. Anyhow, we're in there now, and in collaboration with Micah and Megan Cotter. So a shout out to Megan. We salute their work. They're tremendous. We also have embedded with Micah a job help specialist or an employment specialist that is working with their constituents and their clients to help them find jobs. And we also do that, by the way, with Empower House. So a shout out to Kathy Anderson and her team out there, and also with FAHAS, which is a Fredericksburg Area HIV AIDS Support Services Organization. They are co-located with us at our headquarters. So a shout out there to Mary Beth Benz. And but anyhow, so we have four job help centers, the one downtown at the Baptist Church. We have one in North Stafford out by Doc Stone's Commons. We've got one over in Culpeper, and then one at our main headquarters, which that one, by the way, in tribute to my predecessor, is named the Woody Van Valkenburg Job Help Center.
Okay, didn't know that. And these, as I recall...
Well, if you'd come visit, you would.
Well, I know. A lot of this. That's we're running into. That's a continuing theme here also, along with mentioning Julie Redinger, who we can't mention enough, apparently, this morning. And these, as I recall, this is for anybody. If you're looking for you need help with a job, or you need to, you know, just the job preparation and learning how to do things, come on in, and there's some helps there.
Exactly right. If this vocation of yours, Ted, ever fails you, you know, you just come on by and
you'll see me.
We provide support on resume building, interviewing skills, coaching, job searching, all those sorts of things. You know, the primary thing we do for a lot of people, because most of them do have some sort of barrier which has robbed them to a degree of their confidence and self-esteem, is to build them up and give them confidence. And that, to me, has always been the most important contribution of the professionals that work at Goodwill as they work with people. So, yeah, but we've, you know, most of the folks that get jobs through us, the 1,090, they're relatively low-skilled, relatively low-pay. Probably, I think the average is around $11 for the placements. But we have, I think it was a year and a half or so ago, we helped a fella get a job that was six figures. So, you know, it's all mm-hmm. comers. We specialize, obviously, on people with barriers to employment. But in one way of thinking, the way we view it, if you don't have a job and you want one, you have a barrier.
Yeah.
So come on in.
Yeah. Boy, and when you can mention that, you know, you help somebody get a six-figure job, that also gives you a little bit of credibility and shows your people know what they're talking about.
They do. They're experts, and that's their life. I mean, they live it and breathe it.
Donnie Tolson here. It is Rappahannock Goodwill Industries, fredgoodwill.org, the website. We'll wrap it up when we come back on News Talk 1230 WFVA.
You're listening to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Got an opinion about today's show? Text the studio now at 540-371-5756. Now, here's the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubel.
Donnie Tolson here from Rappahannock Goodwill Industries, fredgoodwill.org, the website, the great website to go to find out all kinds of things. We've been talking about a number of things. Few more topics before we get out of here this morning. Donnie, you guys are involved now, I guess, in electronics recycling, which that makes sense.
It sure does. So we started up something called demanufacturing and refurbishing of electronics. So these are, you know, your computers, cell phones, and all kinds of various stuff like that. And we just recently obtained something called R2 certification. Now, what that does, Ted, is it guarantees that these electronic components are handled in a environmentally responsible fashion, not only while we have custody of them, but as we sell them downstream to various markets. But we're Microsoft licensed. We rebuild computers. You can find them in our stores or online at shopgoodwill.com. That is shopgoodwill.com. Great buys. I mean, a fully loaded, high-powered computer for couple hundred bucks compared to $1,000 at Costco or something like that. So we're excited about that. We get a lot of residential donations, and now we'll be able to market to governments and institutions like school systems and commercial players and that sort of thing. And then they can be guaranteed that their electronics will be recycled responsibly.
Okay.
While I'm on the topic, let me mention our e-commerce.
Okay.
We also have a new e-commerce platform Again, you can get to that, shopgoodwill.com. On that, we sell books, we sell jewelry, and we sell collectibles. And so we had a Tag Heuer watch go for, I think it was close to $1,000 a month or so ago. But a lot of good, high-quality stuff that you can get really inexpensively on our e-commerce. And so these two things are not only creating new sources of revenue and helping the environment in a fashion, but they're also creating job training opportunities for us. So we have work crews of people with disabilities engaged in both of those activities.
Well, lots and lots of changes that we have been we've been talking about this morning. Exciting to hear a lot of these different avenues. And again, the Rethink Goodwill Tours, a good way to kind of get a find out what's going on. And even if you're not able to volunteer or get involved in some things, just to know. I mean, I've learned so many things about Goodwill that I had no idea about an hour ago.
Well, thank you, Ted. I appreciate that. And yes, I encourage all your listeners to come visit us. That famous name, Julie Rettinger, can schedule a Rethink Goodwill tour. You'd hear from four people that have been impacted by Goodwill services. Bring a handkerchief. That's all I can tell you, because it's just some of these things are heart-rending stories.
And that's that we talk about a lot of the business end of things, but we can do shows on just the people end. That ultimately, Donnie, is what you're all about, helping people.
That's exactly right. And the more people that know about that we're helping people and how we're helping people, the more volunteers, more support we can gain.
And despite all the changes and the growth, at least, in different areas, that never has changed, the helping people.
That's been a constant for 115 years now.
371-3070. Ask for Julie Rettinger, and you can find out all the information about the Rethink Goodwill Tours, Goodwill in general. FredGoodwill.org, the website, or shopgoodwill.com. Donnie Tolson, the president and CEO of Rappahannock Goodwill Industries. Thanks, Donnie.
Thank you, Ted. Appreciate it.
Thanks for listening to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. The views expressed by the host and guests on this program are their own and not necessarily those of this station, its management, or Centennial Broadcasting. The Glenn Beck Program is next on News Talk 1230 WFVA.